Unemployment benefits last week rose, hitting its highest level since October of 2021. Stocks are rising on Wall Street, with the Dow up 91 points, the NASDAQ 112 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not every town will get wet today, but some towns will get a nice downpour. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s, again with a sun and cloud mix and scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours before fading out overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high around 93. Good bit of sun both days, and the rain chances are very small. Not quite zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered random storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sab. Channel 8 has learned that 14-year-old Leah McDonald has been found. We were told that she was found safe in Crestview, Florida. She's from Jackson, Alabama, and her mother thought she might have been in Selma or Marion when she vanished on Mother's Day. 37-year-old Tony Aldridge is charged with sexual abuse of a minor child less than 12 years old. The abuse took place in Millbrook. Aldridge was transported to the Elmore County Jail, where he remains under a $20,000 bond. Montgomery native Marcus McNeil has officially announced he's running in the 2023 election, encouraging all citizens of Montgomery to take a stand for their city and to push youth to become more involved. A few of McNeil's platforms are focused on reducing crime and strengthening our police force. McNeil will face Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed. The elections for mayor and city council are August 22nd. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is Evan Bass from Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
We are back, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. You like the wig again?
You're so happy.
I'm fired up. I got callers. I'm ready to go. There's all kinds of things to talk about. The federal courts are telling the state how to do redistricting again, and we'll get to that right after we get to y'all's calls. Let's go to Cedric. Cedric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and I hope you are having a fantastic day.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
In the spirit of Conspiracy Thursday, I love this because there's a lot out there, right? People can just dive deep into. Also, the morning of the day that President Kennedy was assassinated, Richard Nixon was leaving from Dallas, Texas. He had a meeting with influencers and big money the day before, the night before. And the morning of, before President Kennedy got in, Richard Nixon flew out of Dallas, Texas. Arlen Specter, we all knew that name going through the Obamacare situation. But he's the one that came up with the magic bullet theory.
And really?
He was a lawyer at the time, and he was consulting and advising, and he said, hey, I got this idea. It's called the magic bullet. Let me just walk with me. Let me explain this to you. And later he was awarded in many ways because of that theory. And of course, I think most folks know that the former President Gerald Ford was a part of the Warren Commission that said basically that there was one shooter. He shot about three times, and that is Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald's wife is still alive in a suburb in Texas to this day. She's remarried. She has children. And I was 23 years old when I found that out. But very quickly, I don't do this often, and I think we should do this more often as a people and help recorrect the course of the direction of this nation. I've been listening on and off to Clint when I tune in to 93.1 to get, independent news. And he always stood out to me as an individual who had some wisdom, understanding, and life experiences,
Yes, sir.
All around great guy. I did not know he served, and he served at a time where I was born in 1990, so I was an infant at the time. And mm-hmm. I just want to take the time to say, Clint, thank you for your service. God bless you. And hopefully in my generation, more of you will be produced.
Absolutely. Aww. Very nice, Cedric. We appreciate you, brother.
That was very kind. And he's right. We don't say it often enough.
No, we don't.
I think we forget what that actually looks like and what that sacrifice, especially on the hills of D-Day and seeing all that yesterday,
Very good. Let's keep going. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
How y'all doing?
All right.
We're doing good, Randall. I have failed you in my mission, Randall, to get the details, but we'll get there. We'll have plenty of Conspiracy Thinker Thursdays.
I don't know that you, unless you go through, I can't even find it on DuckDuckGo. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be able, I mean, you probably have to pay for it now.
I got some folks who got old books.
Old books. That's what I'm talking about. Encyclopedias, baby.
Remember those?
I want to add one thing to the Pence saga. Because I'm doubt that a lot of people, we got these short-term memories. Y'all remember he come out with the anthrax and stood out in front of Bush and told her the anthrax theory. In the batch that he had wasn't even chemicalized or whatever, wasn't even dangerous. And
he weaponized,
there you go. I mean, it did end up killing five people, so they say. But he stood out there, you know, 9 months after, and they still, you know, making sure that what they were doing was keeping our mind off the Twin Towers. They had the anthrax going around at the same time. Colin Powell, it came from us. It's military. It was military grade. It was made within less than 2 years from when it got to the mailbox. And so somebody had access to a microbiology lab. You know, there ain't two or three of them here. You know. So I just want to, Pence is a Bush fan through and through. And that's why I think, I know you love Trump, but I'm about to jump on this out with Allison. I ain't too sure about the Sanchez and going to the Skull and Crossbones. That's Yale, and the Cabinet House is Harvard. And okay. They both, I don't know if they still do it, but when they first opened up, and the Cabinet House is still run by Russell Trust, which is opium money, all day long, and it's still there. They still operate it with Russell Trust.
And, hey, is Russell Trust Russell, used to be Russell Mills and athletic wear and all that kind of stuff? Is that the same Russell?
Same ones. If you go back far enough, they only had one L on their name. This is a long time ago when the British Indies and them hooked up. And there's another shipping company that they when all this went on with the in China with the opium wars, and they were shipping all the opium over there trying to take over the port. They tried to revamp themselves, so they added an L to Russell. Now they got two L's on their name, and that's where you pull up most of you. It's hard to find it back when they only had one L. But they tried to revamp their I guess, you know, how people looked at them and tried to pop their collar up to make themselves look okay after all what they did, all the dirty stuff they did. And so, yeah, it's one and the same. And then I don't forgot the other reason I called, but
I'm sorry, man. Hey, we'll catch up again, buddy. Yeah, I appreciate it because I got some stuff to get there. You got it.
See y'all, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bro. So real quick, and I'll get back. I found something on the interwebs. Website is called conservativenewszone.com, which I think takes a good look at this. This is not Snopes, which, you know, they kind of, might be true, probably true, might be true. You're off by 100, so you're wrong.
They've been discredited anyway.
Rumors are circling. Yeah. Not easy for me to say. Circling around online and across the right-wing community about Governor Ron DeSantis being a member of the Satanic Secret Society Skull and Bones. Conservative Zone takes a jump into the rabbit hole to investigate. Number one, it says Skull and Bones is not a fictional organization. It's also known as The Order. Also known as Brotherhood of Death. I didn't know that one. That's interesting. Or Order 322 was founded in 1832 is a Yale University undergraduate organization whose members are seniors. William Huntington Russell.
Randall.
And Alfonso Taft initially co-founded it as the Order of the Skull and Bones. It has reportedly attracted members who went on to become powerful political elites. The Russell Trust Association, Randall, reportedly maintains the outfit's real estate assets and oversees membership called Bonesman. Skull and Bones garnered alumni who rank among the most powerful and influential people. The list reportedly includes President George W. Bush, President George H.W. Bush, Secretary of State John Kerry, William Howard Taft, Walter Camp, who's the father of American football, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, National Review founder William F. Buckley, who could always be counted on to give the conservative side of whatever it was going on with the government. Several Fortune 500 elites, members of the CIA, are rumored to be bonesmen. And the not-so-secret society opened its ranks to women. I did not know that.
Did not.
In 1991.
Ew. Equality.
You too can go to... never mind. For people who've been listening.
Okay, is DeSantis on the list?
Here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing. I'm getting there. While Governor Ron DeSantis attended Yale University from 97 to 2001 and has risen to national prominence, he has not indicated Skull and Bones membership. Apparently they don't make this list public. But while attending Yale, he emerged as captain of the university's baseball team, blah, 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 blah. He was in a fraternity. Here's the interesting thing. Although no fact-based evidence suggests DeSantis aligned himself with Skull and Bones, some questions linger about other underground organizations. Skull and Bones is considered to be one of Yale's big three senior societies. The others are Scroll and Key and Wolf's Head.
None sound really good.
Skull and Bones reportedly only takes about 15 members a year, making entrance difficult. It goes on to basically say that as people go down the secret society rabbit hole, his membership is probably more likely in Scroll and Key or Wolf's Head.
He was a junior member.
And then DeSantis must undoubtedly have been a member of Yale's St. Elmo Society. He's a prominent former member of the, quote, Open Secret Society. I don't even know what that is. So we may get one of those things that said, no, he's not Skull and Bones. He's in Wolf's Head.
Technically, we have to be factual.
Goat Thigh or whatever the other secret society is. So, well, okay. I'll go with that.
You it's remember a big when club. I met DeSantis?
You're not in it.
Man. We're going to ask DeSantis. Remember when I met him and I gave him my business card?
And he's been waiting to be on the show.
He's called several times and I've just been like,
oh, so you're going to say,
busy.
Look, Ron, we know you're not a, what was it, a bonester?
But,
boner?
No, I will bonester, not say that. Bonester. But when he comes on the show.
No, I really didn't mean that.
I'm going to ask him if he's in Skull and Bones. And then we'll just settle it.
No, and you're going to say, yeah, but what about some other secret satanic society?
What about goats?
I'm going to start my own fraternity. I just got the name of it right now.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it. You already did, man.
Let's go to...
That was an accident. But
I'm choked up. Let's go to Sam from Pike County.
One second.
Okay. Yes, take your time, Sam. No problem.
Hey, yeah. I had to get you off the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. That's a good reason.
Yeah. Good old secret society.
Yep.
You had me just prying them a second ago. Hey, reason I called. I heard Brother Clint talking about good old Desert Storm earlier. And I had the privilege. I was a young NCO when all that broke loose. Got to participate. And it's true. The Saudis, there was a couple of different amounts that were floated around. One was they wanted to offer straight up $10,000 a soldier to participate, and I heard $1,000 a day. But there was like me and 500,000 of my best friends that participated in Desert Storm. So that's just right. It's amazing the amount of cash you're talking about. But yeah, I got denied. And now what did happen? Excuse me. I get on the phone and here comes the honest.
That's how I feel every day, Sam.
That's our lives.
Anyway, here we go. It's worth waiting for. So what did happen there at the end after the three-day war and whatnot and everything was wrapping up and we were demobilizing, getting ready to leave the country, word was put out that the military would they would eat $600 of debt if you ran that up. When we were coming back out of the desert, the Saudis, they had... Oh, I was in the port city of Al-Kabar. Like three times the size of Mobile or real city. And they had gold. Man, it was so cheap. I've still got that receipt somewhere. But I had spent $600, got my wife this wonderful set of gold. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice thing. But it was kind of a surprise. They didn't advertise it.
Okay.
And you had to sign before. This was, you know, anyway. But so we get home, and they give us all a gold medal. Excuse me. It's a beautiful medal. Supposedly, and we were told it had an ounce of gold in the center of it in the shape of Saudi Arabia. And, man, I hope I don't break anybody's hearts. Years later in the newspaper, Army Times, it came out that the army, when they were pressing the medals, they kept the gold, and we got a ounce of lead plated. Yeah, man, I'm still proud of my gold medal. Oh, yeah, and over the years, you could watch if you wanted to replace it. The price of the medal would be like $300 or $400, was the price of an ounce of gold. But you can get done dirty. People will just, they want your service, but...
That's an amazing story, man. Thank you very much.
It's absolutely true. Listen, Scott, I'm planning to see y'all Wednesday at but
great.
I do enjoy the show. I'm calling the internet much, but good show, y'all.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bill, you're first. Come on back, Bill. You're going to be up next. We'll be back.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. It's a fascinating thing. All right, let me and look. Anybody?
Are you going to read what you?
Yes, I'm on. Well, I'm yeah.
Okay, let's.
Because anybody
say
can say anything, right? So after this story that I read about DeSantis, and I'm not making any accusations. This is a conspiracy thinker Thursday. So we have the whole thing. Ron DeSantis never said he's a, what is it called, skull and bones?
Skull and bones.
That's what I've been saying, though, right?
Not bones, thug, and harmony.
Right. Not goat's thigh. That's the name of difference. Skull and bones.
That's the one.
And there's no record. He's never said it, whatever. And then they say, well, he might not have been in that, but we think he was probably in these other things.
The junior.
Yeah, the societies. Junior woodchuck skull and bones society. This person sent a comment back. It says, my older brother was at Yale the same time as Governor DeSantis, a couple of years behind him. He told me, this is one of those he told me things. I get it. He told me that Ron was definitely in Skull and Bones. My brother wanted to get in, but he backed out when they, part of the initiation stuff is apparently stuff you do with a human skeleton.
Mm-hmm. I've read that.
Which would make perfect sense, wouldn't it?
All that.
So I'm just, when DeSantis first ran for governor, my brother told me that he remembers him from Yale, and Ron was always hanging out with the Bones guys.
I'm not going to say it.
I couldn't even look at the screen, Sky.
I'm just, you know.
We're starting our own secret society. Be sure to join us next Wednesday
night. If I was in a secret society, how would you know? Because there's a key word.
Secret
society. And, you know, I don't know what their secret, you know, handshake is. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And if you're in, I'm sure you're not supposed to tell people, are you? Because it's a secret society.
I'm pretty sure he's probably working really hard to keep it out of the news, if he is. But
so I don't know.
I do need to say, I mean, we don't know.
We don't.
Already said it, but I do want to say, right. Like, we don't. It's an interesting.
But shouldn't we always ask, where do these candidates come from?
Who are they associated with?
Barack Obama. Barack Obama was not the most, was not like the best person to be president.
He was a community
Barack
leader.
Barack Obama was a community organizer.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, he starts winning these elections, most of them on the local level, by getting everyone else thrown off the ballot, by the way, which means the powers that be are behind you.
100%.
And then, lo and behold, he's rum-dumb little guy from Illinois, and they're like, oh, we'll let this rum-dumb state legislator from Illinois speak at the Democrat National Convention, and we'll launch him. And then I remember a thing, I did a story on the radio a couple years ago about how many articles there were all around the country at the same time. And I think I had the Mobile Press Register article because I kept it in my stack of junk. I think it's going to the landfill now because I'm a hoarder. And part of it was clearly an orchestrated, every part of the country run these opinion pieces about how great this new Barack Obama is. Oh, he should probably run for president. manufactured, a created entity.
It was probably the greatest marketing campaign in the history of the United States. Hope and change.
Absolutely.
Barack Obama, everything. The boxes were checked.
And he is one of the best teleprompter readers ever.
Don't underestimate.
Because there's a gift. Allison was talking about it yesterday. The ability to read something and read it like it's spoken is amazing.
He was the man.
I try to do it, but I can't do it like Barack Obama. But then ask him a question without a teleprompter. So look,
he was manufactured and marketed.
So okay. My question is, how does middle class guy from Florida end up Ivy League, yes, baseball, and then all of a sudden he is the man to take out Donald Trump?
Well, somebody's got to be the man to take out Donald Trump. Somebody's got to be.
Did. That's
I mean, look to all that was what the machine did, the trouble they went to make sure Donald Trump wasn't. The first election was a mistake. His first term. The second, there was no way
they're going to let
that was going to happen.
Then I asked the question.
You don't think they're going to go over every possible scenario to make sure Trump is not... not reelected?
What about this, even without a Trump? Hey, look, we really need to have some quote-unquote conservative guys. They're still our guys, but can't we create some conservative people? Eyepatch McCain, he's one.
What's his name? It's the Uniparty. It's the Uniparty, okay?
The guy from Texas.
There's not a dime's worth of difference.
Eyepatch McCain. Yes. Dan Crenshaw.
Dan Crenshaw was supposed to be one of those people, in my mind. Because he comes from nowhere, all of a sudden he's running for Congress, and they're like, he's awesome, he's the most conservative guy, put him on Fox News every day. What's his claim to fame? He was in the military. A lot of people were in the military.
He's a chosen one.
He has an eye patch. So what? A lot of people were in the military who got hurt.
He's handpicked.
They reach down and go, he's our man. And then we find out he's been to World Economic Forum things, and he's in one of these young leaders groups, and him and Justin Trudeau and all this. You're like, look, I know where I'm from. I'm a middle-class guy from Gardendale, Alabama. Served in the legislature for 16 years, and I was never invited to Davos.
You know? That's because you weren't a uniparty. When you're in the uniparty, no matter who you vote for, they win, you
lose. They win.
You
right.
lose.
We
thought there was a difference between McCain and Obama. We really thought there was a big difference. Then the same thing, Romney and Obama. Didn't matter.
Is Obama and Obama light?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But it's almost like it's almost like you have to be in a secret society.
It's a big club.
Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Mr. Beeson.
Yes.
Let me share this with you. They are all crooks.
Thank you.
They are all crooks. In case somebody listening has not been made aware, they are all crooks.
Hey, James, this bothered me personally. When I was in office, did you say they were all crooks except for Scott?
Well, Scott, I wasn't as dialed in then as I am, okay?
Yeah, we didn't know so much.
Fair, brother. We understand the sentiment, right? Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I was talking with someone, and I will not name this person, but, I'm not sure they're listening.
Okay.
You're being given credit for doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate that, James. Thank you.
All right. Your boy,
Randall. You don't have to say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Your boy, Randall, otherwise known as Daryl and his other brother, Daryl. I was on another program. This was several years ago. And I called in behind Randall.
Hey, James, don't go anywhere. We got to take a break.
I got you, brother. I'm right here.
Yeah, we're coming right back to you, too.
Right here.
Thanks, James. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Attention, River Region residents. Are you in need of cutting-edge aerial solutions? Look to JC Aerial Solutions, your drone experts. Whether it's real estate, cell tower roof inspections, or you require construction site progress and mapping with centimeter-level accuracy, JC Aerial Solutions has you covered. For businesses looking to make a lasting impression, we offer captivating aerial advertising videos. JC Aerial Solutions is a veteran-owned and operated company. Contact JC Aerial Solutions at 228-282-0763 or our website at jcaerialsolutions.com. Let us take you to new heights.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not every town will get wet today, but some towns will get a nice downpour. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s, again, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours before fading out overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high around 93. Good bit of sun both days, and the rain chances are very small. Not quite zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered random storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are back, everybody. everybody. You like the way I say that? We are back, everybody.
Yeah, it's been very chipper and enthusiastic.
It's because
today.
It's a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday.
Is it your favorite day?
It really is one of my favorite days.
Well, you can talk about all the things that you normally can't talk about because people give you funny looks.
Yes.
Kind of like.
And look, we're just wandering down the path, and sometimes we go down the rabbit hole. We got to go down the rabbit trails first. Let's go back to James. James, welcome back to the program. Thank you for sticking with us.
Okay, brother. Did you say this is a Conspiracy Theorist Thursday?
Conspiracy Thinker. Thinker Thursday. Because all the theories came true, and now we're just thinking about them.
Okay. Well, that explains why this sounds like a clearing the air caller reunion with yes. Randall and Sam and James, no less. Back to Randall. Somewhere north of Eclectic, and that's as clear as I will be.
Okay.
There are some, there's some locations, or at least one, where some discarded tents are planted in the ground. You follow me, Scott?
Kind of. Keep going.
And these discarded tents and their location are typically marked. And I'm not sure what century they go back to, but I know where they are. I can drive there. And don't know if some of those Russells have two L's or one, but it's something. It's a place to start. Trying to verify that sort of thing.
Wow, that was very cryptic.
Not completely, but I'll figure it out.
Okay, you understand tents. You're walking around in one every day.
Gotcha. Okay. Tents for the soul. Gotcha.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're referring to some of Paul's epistles here.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure you know what I mean when I say plant them.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, well, the marker part should be fairly self-explanatory then.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Okay.
I caught up. I thought that's where you were, but I just, you know, you never know.
I have no clue where y'all are.
It's actually
you're
across,
north of Eclectic.
Yes, I'm north of Eclectic. And that's as clear as I care to be.
Yes, sir.
I have some relatives that have discarded tents, distant relatives, obviously, in the same area. That's the reason I know where this is located.
Yes, sir.
Oh, gracious. I actually had another point, Scott, that I was going to make, but it just slipped completely. My cheese slid off my cracker. You know, when you reach a certain age, you do good if you can hold more than one thought in your head at the time.
Well, that's okay, because I have a funny feeling in my stomach, so we'll just that'll be enough for today.
And James, we'll be back here again for you tomorrow, hopefully.
Are you sure after this?
And next week on Conspiracy Thinker Thursday. Buddy, I appreciate you very much.
You all have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks for the call. Fantastic stuff. Let's go to Herman. Herman, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, guys. I figured I'd call and break the ice and introduce myself.
Yes, sir.
Charles Hollis called me out the other day, and I was going to let Charles know if he's listening, call her at me anytime. Go fishing. And Maggie's looking forward to seeing him, too.
And
Randall, absolutely. I'm glad you called, Herman.
Randall, if you're listening, get back to work. He works for me. Believe it or not, that was my Uncle James that you just talked to. So there's all kinds of connections around
That's
here.
That's crazy.
Or radio yes. family.
So no one in the entire family or the workforce is getting anything done today, Herman?
That's it. Everybody's talking about conspiracies and skull and crossbones and how the Masons are taking over the world one Boston butt at a time.
That's a good line.
Anyhow, I can't talk long, but I plan on seeing y'all, I guess, next Wednesday, about a week from yesterday. So.
Yay.
Yes, sir. We're going to be there.
6 p.m., bomb hours, Wednesday night. Join our secret society.
Anyway, y'all are doing a great job. Y'all suck near as bad as I thought you would. Y'all get better every day.
How about that?
Oh, that's good. Thanks, that's Herman. Hysterical. We appreciate the positivity.
That is awesome.
That's why I told you that.
That's exactly what you said to me, Scott. So are you really enjoying, because probably most people don't know that we started as a video podcast. Scott, what do you think? What, are you having fun? Well, I don't dislike y'all nearly as much as I thought I would. Okay, thanks. That's why it made me love you even more. Yeah. I'm like, look at that.
It's fantastic. We're
I'd rather
progress.
Know where I stand.
Did he say we don't suck as bad as he thought we were going to?
That's what he said. Yeah. That's thanks, fair. Herman.
That's completely fair. No problem. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. I'm coming through right now.
You're coming through well. One of the best calls. What have you done?
Well, I went
back to the satellite phone.
No, I just got you on low speaker where I can hear you and you can hear me. Hey.
Good deal.
Going back about 25 minutes, the comment was made that Donald Trump's first election was a mistake, according to the people that think they should run our lives.
And they accidentally let it happen.
They were going to do everything they could to keep him from being in office again. The thing about that is, Scott, it wasn't so much about not wanting Donald Trump to be president as it was not wanting our will but theirs to be done. You know, they tell us that January 6th was an insurrection. But in their minds, do you know when the insurrection took place, Scott?
Donald Trump took office.
That's right. 2016. That was the insurrection. Now, you had a caller that called in and said he knows you love Trump. Scott, how long we've been talking? A while, right?
Yeah, you and I have been talking for years.
Yeah, before there was a Donald Trump to talk about. And there's not a bigger supporter of Donald Trump than I am, I don't think, at least not to call you, Scott. Now, here's the deal. I don't love Donald Trump, but I do love what I know Donald Trump will do for my country, which I dearly love.
Name I don't disagree.
Name me a politician that has loved our country and our lifetimes more than Donald Trump.
You can't.
You name me that politician, and I'll support him.
You
I
can't.
Will.
Yeah, there is no one. And if we want to talk about being proven, Donald Trump is proven.
Well, we don't have to listen to what Donald Trump tells us he will do. We just have to look at what he did. Everybody else, you have to have faith in the guy that's made all the right moves so far will do what he says he will do.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Clark. So Donald Trump wins the presidency the first time around, being extremely pro-America, anti-illegal immigration, just pretty much straightforward on all sorts of issues. I mean, he's just like, this is where I am. I'm a pro-life guy, et cetera, et cetera. This time I get a little bit of a feel like he's might be trying to split the needle a little bit, trying to be a little bit of all things to everybody, maybe listening to the who's the lady as always?
Ann
Coulters of the world. Hey, I don't want to be too far. Is he trying to moderate, which will cause me to be upset with him, or is he still going to be the bull in the china shop?
I don't know. He needs to say the bull in the china shop, but I don't have his phone number, so
yeah.
Me and Donald don't talk.
Yeah, he should talk to you and me.
Hey, well, you know, if the Donald, just think if Jeff Sessions would have called me up when they told him to recuse himself, it'd be a whole different ball game to America right now, Scott.
No, you're right about that. No doubt about it. Thanks, Clark. We appreciate you, brother.
He's moderating.
Filtered Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to finance your next home. Many people that could qualify and afford a home sometimes stay on the sidelines and rent versus buying, or delay moving up to a bigger, nicer home because of financing. The first fear first-time homebuyers have is the concern about down payment needed to buy a home. Well, the good news is the state of Alabama has many different programs to help enable first-time homebuyers to buy a home with very little down payment through the Alabama Home Finance Authority. Third, veterans, active duty personnel, National Guardsmen have the VA that can help them buy with no money down and with reasonable rates. Also, many local lenders have in-house programs and conventional type loans that help people get into a house now. If you wait to buy a house for a lower rate, the prices of homes, even modest homes, have seen price increases every year for the last 3 years. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 221-2883.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon and Spa in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason's stylists offer world-class hair care. The spa at William Mason has a licensed esthetician and offers facials, waxing, spray tans and brow laminations, and lash lifts. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate. Call 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Radio powered by 1819news.com. Should we throw in the .com? Because some people might not know to go there. 1819news.com. How many Alabamians under 40 know that the significance of 1819?
I would guess
not very many at all.
Even a lot over 40 don't know.
The people who listen to this program know. Yeah, we do. It was the year Alabama was founded.
What was it? Red Top said. A lot of my friends listen. They might not know. We're just a bunch of dumb friends.
Just dumb.
Does it matter that we had to be readmitted? I guess we don't count that.
Nah, we don't count that. Because they say we never really left. You know what I'm saying? It's a divorce thing. It's like, honey, you can't leave me. You're not leaving me. You never left me. You know, the union was the mean, evil, domestically violent.
Never understood that. But then it took 12 years of occupation, and we had to sign all the lines and agree to everything. And now you're back in the union. Well, wait a minute.
You had to sign the prenups and everything on the way back.
They really played some hard lawyer ball on that one.
Well, they did, and a lot of the men from the South had already died. There's a lot easier to push around the widows.
But
you know, it's almost like they needed to create a group that would like fight back against the injustices that were being perpetrated. Oh, never mind. That's different history. Uh-huh. Let's go out to Randy. Randy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you are well.
I am. And I want to go back to the moon question here on Conspiracy Thinker Thursday.
Yes. What a way to finish the show.
Yes.
One of the lights in the heavens. Do we go there or not?
You guys aware that we left equipment and instruments behind that can be read today?
Well, that's what they say. Have you ever seen them?
Which is mirrors that you can bounce lasers. And I haven't, no, but my brother-in-law does. I mean, or has.
He's bounced lasers off the moon?
There are mirrors planted on the moon, yes.
Right. Yeah, I know, but I've tried some of that. I've tried to just shoot a laser off the construction site from one side to the other, and I just can't imagine hitting something thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away and getting it bounced back that you and I could see it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you and I can't.
Oh.
But there's lasers and then there's lasers.
Okay.
Okay. The government lasers and some educational places, universities, whatnot, probably have them also.
Is this like the Israeli laser?
Here's the thing, Randy. I struggle with the light coming in, you know, the bathroom window, and you take your wife's mirror, and you're like, I'm going to shine it and make a dot over there by the garbage can. I mean, just that little diffraction is difficult. I just can't imagine shooting it all the way to the moon and it coming back and us going, see? I see it. It just seems tough. Yeah, but it's okay. I'm with you.
You know what I say to that, Scott?
What?
It's a good thing we have scientists.
It's a good thing I'm not one. That's right. That's why I'm a geologist. I just pick up the rocks and kick them around.
There you go.
That's funny.
But it's true.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Thank you, Randy. No, I'm glad you called in because that's... Hey, we're going to do Flat Earth one day too, Randy. You ready for that one?
My word.
Listen, I love a good debate. I'll take either side. It doesn't matter.
He just likes to argue.
Fair enough. That's what I like, Randy. Thank you, buddy.
If only Sanford would let us get to their telescope.
We could see.
We could see all the stuff they left behind and probably the mirrors as well.
I bet they don't.
Okay, Scott.
I bet they don't let us contact them.
Especially not us. If anybody else has a better reputation,
reach out. After we do Flat Earth stuff, we need a rich caller to get us a boat, and we'll take a cruise, and we'll go to Antarctica and see if they let us, you know, we won't really hike that far, but we're like, look, we just want to strike out right across the continent. I mean, look, what are we going to do? We promise we won't kill any seals or penguins. We just want to go right over there.
I don't think they'll
let us. If they tell us no, I'll be greatly bothered again.
Look, before the show ends, we have to tell our listeners what happened today in the Supreme Court.
All right, you better hurry. We got a minute.
No, you tell them.
No, this is your thing.
Okay, the Supreme Court just shot down Alabama's congressional district map
and said
they're kicking it back to the district courts and that we're going to have to redraw it.
To
have another minority district.
Which means the U.S. Supreme Court said Alabama must send another Democrat to Washington, D.C.
Pretty much what it comes down to.
Because the swamp is under assault from the people on the right, and we need more Democrats.
Kavanaugh and Roberts went with the liberals.
Yep. We'll talk about that tomorrow if they let us come back. Maybe. We'll try. Y'all be good. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott.